I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
And in just a second here, we're going to talk to Mayor Kara Spencer, who is joining the show today. She's also going to be on with Dave Glover, but I think it's important to check in with her multiple times today just because of the huge event that happened on Friday. And we are joined by the mayor now. Kara Spencer, it is good to have you with us. Thank you for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I was listening as we're driving around the city, heard my name and thought I'd just call in.
Yeah. So we'll get to the siren stuff in a moment. But first, we were talking about immediate needs. And there are still items and things that people who are here in the recovery process need. What do we need?
Of course, there are so many things that people need. Batteries, flashlights, obviously tarps and things like that. Any kind of charging ability, we're working on getting those deployed, power to the fire department so people can charge their phones and stay connected. There's food needs, you name it. People have incredibly, we lost so many roofs, the sides of buildings. People are without basic shelter right now. And so the need is just tremendous. How people can plug in, we've got a website up on the city website right now. I'll make sure that I share that before the end of this conversation here. But, I would say sign up to volunteer, go through the official channels if you can. There's still some dangerous conditions out there. And so we want to make sure that as people are plugging in to help, they're doing it in an organized way, in a way in which everyone's staying as safe as possible.
Yeah, Mayor Spencer, I know yesterday before the storms that hit last night, there was an urgent need for people with tarping abilities and skills, and that the nonprofits and volunteers are leading the way in that. After those storms rolled through, do we know, have some of the tarps been ripped off? Is there still a very pressing need for more tarps and boarding up?
We do have that need. We're assessing it still here this morning, and I'll be able to share more information a little bit later here today. But we were out late last night, just trying to deploy tarps. We know people are having a hard time getting to the drop sites. So we were out personally trying to hand them out. We had volunteers doing the same. It is tough to get on the roofs to get the tarps up. So we were encouraging residents to pull. This is so I can't even believe I'm having to say this. Pull their belongings to the center of rooms and put tarps on them. I mean, the destruction is truly phenomenal. You think about it, when a tornado usually hits, it kind of touches down and moves on. This was 23 miles long, 8 miles within the city, at points a mile wide. The destruction was truly, truly phenomenal, and in the aftermath is heartbreaking.
Mayor Spencer, I also was talking to some people yesterday, people who were affected, and they were asking about the National Guard, and is the National Guard going to come help with whatever they can help with, security, street detail?
The National Guard is out today doing an assessment. It's not a very visible assessment, but it's one in which we are putting together what the National Guard can do. So it's a needs assessment, and it's going to be matching what the National Guard has the capacity to do. In order for the National Guard to come out, we have to make a very specific request. And in order to make that request, we really had to do some fact-finding. And right now, we're still in the process of that. Today will be that evaluation on their end that will help determine how we can make that ask so they can come and participate.
And the expectation... go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just want to say it's not as easy as, we thought we could just call the National Guard and say, hey, come in. It's not that easy. You have to have a very, very specific request in order for that to be granted, and we have been working to make that request.
And as far as FEMA goes, FEMA is expected to be in the area tomorrow. Are they already here? I know the assessment begins tomorrow.
The assessment begins tomorrow. We are unaware if they're here today. And again, that request has to be very specific. We've been working with the governor, you know, Senator Hawley, Schmidt. You know, we have all these folks involved. And I have to tip my hat. I mean, you know, Governor Kehoe showed up Saturday morning, first thing, took a full assessment with me of the field. We went everywhere to get a real good handle of what's going on. And we just have a tremendous amount of participation from every local elected official that I can think of that's been boots on the ground trying to help make sure that we are organizing as much support as humanly possible for this effort.
Mayor Spencer, you mentioned that the National Guard request has to be very specific and fall within their parameters. I think a lot of people were learning. I didn't know certain processes were so complicated. I know Missouri Governor Kehoe asked President Trump to issue an emergency declaration yesterday. Do we know if that has been granted?
I do believe that ask was made. I think it was made even sooner than that, but I don't want to get that wrong. I just want to make sure that listeners know that the governor did that as quickly as possible. We have not been notified that that's been granted, but I do know the ask has been put in. We're grateful for that, and we are waiting for a response on that front. The federal response is there for a reason. I mean, we cannot possibly shoulder, we just can't shoulder this ourselves. It's not something any city could be able to handle. We know that the estimates are well over $1 billion, and that's on the conservative side. I mean, the sheer volume of properties and people that have been impacted by this is staggering.
Mayor Kara Spencer is with us here on KMOX. So wanted to ask you again about the tornado sirens. But I had seen people personally say I didn't hear any sirens go off on Friday. And then, of course, a story was made of it. You admitted yesterday that there was a human failure in what happened there. First of all, I think we were all sort of surprised that it is still a push button system. Can you tell us how it works and how it is supposed to work and why the failure happened?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into too many specifics just because I don't want to get it wrong. We have done a pretty thorough investigation on our end as far as what we can know. And I'll say this, there was a human failure. As you mentioned, we have a push button system that is in the process and has been in the process of being phased out. We will no longer have that system by the end, I believe, of this year or within the year. We will have phased into a system that doesn't rely on humans to take care of it. Because you're right. I mean, just the thought that that would be done by a human is just sort of mind-blowing in this day and age. And so that's in the process. But at the end of the day, you know, there was a human error here. And I'll say that there was an error in the process, the protocol. When protocols are not exceptionally clear where the buck stops within that protocol system, errors can, and in this case did, take place. We put a very clear set of parameters around protocols. We'll be making some public announcements about that today. As I mentioned in the presser yesterday, the buck stops with the fire department from this point forward, and we are all clear on those lines. And I have full confidence that this will not happen again.
Mayor Spencer, I know you said there was an error in protocol, but also human error. Has anyone been fired, been let go, or will anyone lose their job over this?
That is a kind of a HR, you know, issue. We're not commenting on that right now. I'll just say I do have confidence in our system here. I do have confidence in our team, and we are moving forward from this point. You know, when protocols aren't clear, you know, people's lives are on the line here, and it's our job from this point forward to make sure that those protocols are crystal clear from this point moving on.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, residents in particular in North City have been upset about it because a lot of people were outside as the storm rolled in. What have you been hearing from them, and are they satisfied with the explanation?
You know, we have been on the ground in neighborhoods every day throughout the day. People are overwhelmed with need right now. They're overwhelmed with, just getting through the day. And so they're grateful to see folks out helping. I have to say, our city crews have done an incredible amount of work and service. We just left Forest Park, where we had, 100 folks from forestry, parks, all these city departments ready to be deployed for the day, ready to work 12-hour days to continue to clear the streets, the alleys, pulling trees off of houses, and continuing to do the enormous lift of making our community as safe as possible through this tragedy. And I will just say, people in the community are overwhelmed with the need and overwhelmingly grateful to our city crews and all of the folks, the community volunteers, all the folks working around the clock to do what we can to get us up and running again.
You mentioned safety, and I know people, whether it's police officers, responders working long shifts. One concern, obviously, is looting, making sure that people, when their homes are exposed, they're safe. Would that be something that you would consider calling the National Guard in for, just to help police officers with street detail and security?
Yeah, I mean, again, we're making that, assessment as we speak. And when you drive around or even just looking at photos, you can see that, you're right. The entire roofs are off. There are many, many instances where the front of homes were ripped completely off. People's belongings, their homes are exposed to the elements and to looting, as you pointed out. I will say that that's why we had put in the curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. That's been pretty effective. While we have had some reports of looting, overwhelmingly people are reporting that the community has been peaceful. There haven't been too many issues. People are overwhelmingly working together to ensure the safety and well-being of the broader community. It is incredible the way that our community has come together to support each other, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. But as we, move through the coming days, weeks, I mean, this is going to be a long haul. And as we go through the coming, days, weeks, months ahead, if we do see those types of issues, we'll be continuing to evaluate and pull in resources as we can and as necessary.
Mayor Spencer, lastly, yesterday we were talking and had heard from people, listeners who wanted to donate supplies, but wanted to do it by having them delivered. So Amazon orders, that sort of thing, as opposed to coming all the way out to O'Fallon Park or to Kings Highway, where the Urban League is. And there was supposed to be some way to do that. Has that been established yet?
Yeah, so all of the information that we have is going to be, there's a city website, but we created an easier URL hill, stlrecovers.com, and that's where we're hubbing all of the information about volunteering, all that sort of thing, is to stlrecovers.com.
Oh, we lost the mayor. stlrecovers.com is the website, and yes, it goes directly to what she's talking about.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.